clearly work it out. In South Africa, 11 to 12% of our costs are related to power. So if you have a 60% increase in a fairly significant cost component, obviously it's going to have a major impact. The knee-jerk reaction is, you know, the sky will fall. But this industry, this company, has always shown itself as being very adept at, you know, evolving itself or transforming itself and dealing with these type of exogenous shocks. And I think that given time, certainly Terence and the local crews here will be coming up with some very innovative ideas that won't stop cost increases translating through to Goldfield. But hopefully we'll go a long way towards ameliorating the impact of those costs. But I think most people would agree that for a long time we've had incredibly cheap and probably undervalued power in South Africa. So perhaps this is a little bit of the, you know, the chicken that's coming home to roost. Clearly we are going to be moving into an environment over the next decade of rising energy costs, not just here, but across the world, because energy cost is not something which is unique, or energy problems are not unique to South Africa. You know, Chile has been experiencing problems recently. We know the problems in China around lack of installed capacity in energy production. And the guys were recently at the BMO Nesbitt Burns conference in Miami. And guess what? There was a power failure in that part of the world. You know, it didn't make headlines. So it's not unique to South Africa. And I would say that certainly after the initial issues of shutting down of our operations, the situation has returned to a greater sense of stability. We're effectively now at just under 95% of our previous consumption levels on our operations locally, and they've been fairly stable for the last couple of weeks. So I think it would be fair to say that the situation is now stabilized, albeit at a lower supply level, and we're learning to cope with that.